Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
This is Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thank you for joining us here on 100.9 WIFM. And we're pleased to welcome to our program today from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office, 4-H Youth Development, Whitney Collins. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
I sure hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to believe, but in reality, I guess as we look just a little bit down the road, we're sort of rounding out the summer here, but I know you have some fun activities that families can still do together involving 4-H, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. One of the positives of 4-H is that we are a family-friendly atmosphere, and we provide activities for our youth to participate in and learn and grow while having fun. We encourage our youth for them to take home what they learn from our programs and share with their families.
That's really a neat thing, because I think in many ways it gets the parents a little more involved, especially when they can see the excitement and the energy that the kids have and the pride that they have in things they've done with the 4-H.
Absolutely. One thing that we did last week was actually take a ghost tour around downtown Mount Airy and the spooky s'mores and more with our youth, and families could actually participate in that, and they had a blast. It was really awesome.
I bet they didn't take any of the s'mores home, though, did they?
Oh, they made a few, that's for sure.
Finished those right on the spot, I'm guessing. What are some of the other things that go on with 4-H? What do you do with the kids and the families?
Well, throughout the summer, we do a program called our Summer Explosion. And this summer, we have done several workshops that included like babysitting. We did a frozen fun workshop. We did a sewing workshop. We've done several things. But one of the things that was really a highlight for several of the programs was we made our own Play-Doh.
Oh,
it's a really simple recipe, and it's fun and easy to make. We've had some kids actually come back and tell us that they went home and made their own with their families.
Oh,
so
wow.
I thought that would be something great to share as an idea for families to get involved and something for them to do as we end this last little bit of summer.
Our guest today is Whitney Collins with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County here on WIFM on Extension Today. So we're talking about things with 4-H'ers and some of the cool things they do. And you're saying you can make your own scented Play-Doh, and you have the recipe?
I do. It's a half a cup of salt, 2 packs of your favorite smelling Kool-Aid.
Mm.
You can pick whatever scent you would like. A tablespoon of cooking oil, 2 cups of boiling water, and then 2.5 cups of flour.
Okay.
Once you get all of those ingredients, you're going to boil your water, add in your salt mix and your drink, your Kool-Aid, and the oil. Once it starts to dissolve, then you're going to return to a bowl and remove it from the heat, add the flour, and then knead it all together to make your scented Play-Doh.
And please tell me, is this Play-Doh that you can eat? Because it sure sounds delicious.
Well, we encourage our kids not to actually eat it,
okay.
To actually use it, but it would be safe if they did actually get some in their mouth or something like that.
But it's not made for that,
made
right?
It's all natural ingredients.
So what do you do to finish it up? You just you flatten it out on a cookie sheet or something? How's that work?
Flatten it out on a cookie sheet, yes. That helps make the cleanup a little bit easier. You're going to knead it until it's really smooth and elastic like a typical Play-Doh would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we in our babysitting class, we had our kids make their own and then store it in a Ziploc bag. They got to take it home with them and keep in their babysitting bag, so when they go babysitting, they'll actually have an activity to do with the kids.
Oh, very neat. Now, Whitney, I'm thinking some folks may have heard the recipe and thinks that's a pretty cool idea for the summer. I guess they can call you and get that, right?
Absolutely. You can definitely give us a call or email at the Extension office anytime, and we'll be happy to share that with you.
Whitney Collins is our guest. She's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County, and we're talking 4-H. Let's talk about something that I hear about 4-H, and it's using our hands for a larger service. Can you elaborate on that, Whitney?
Yes, that is actually part of our 4-H pledge. One of the H's of 4-H is hands, and so we encourage our youth to actually get involved and reach out and serve our community. And one way that we're doing that this year is participating in the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Project.
Oh, great.
As part of that project, we're taking donations of items that we include in the boxes that we're going to actually do a passing party in October to pack those shoe boxes. Oh. A way that we've gotten kids involved over the summer is we did a Christmas in July sewing program where the participants made crayon holders and backpacks that will actually go in the shoebox.
Oh, well, really neat. What other things can you put in there?
We asked for toys, school supplies, non-liquid hygiene items, and different accessories, or even crafts, like we said. We made the crayon holder in the backpack, friendship bracelet, anything like that that you think a young child would enjoy.
So in addition to things like the toys and the cool things, you can do some personalized things that the kids actually make. And, of course, school supplies always be welcome for anywhere around the world, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely, yes. And that's why we made our little crayon holder. We thought, you know, sometimes with the boxes, they may lose the box or may something get torn. And this little crayon holder, we decided to share our gifts and the skills that we've learned through sewing with these kids around the world.
How can people get involved in 4-H if they're not, or how can they, if their kids are interested, what are the first steps they need to do, Whitney?
Just contact our office. And our number is 401-8025. Mm-hmm. Anytime, we'll share with you what we have going on. We have newsletters that go out bi-monthly with our activities. We have a Facebook page that you can like. It's Surrey County 4-H. And we post a lot of activities that are going on and ways to get kids involved.
Can folks also become volunteers?
Absolutely. We are welcome to have any volunteer anytime. We do a variety of things, and we definitely depend on volunteers to help do a lot of the activities and educational opportunities.
Your number once again, Whitney?
401-8025.
And that's the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. Whitney yes. Collins, thank you very much. I know it's been a busy summer, and it's by no means over. You got a lot of cool stuff going on, and we appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again really soon, getting caught up on what's going on with 4-H in Surrey County.
Thank you for having me.
Whitney Collins, our guest today. Folks, thank you for joining us today on Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.